No, we're not from West Newbury. No, we can't hip-hop like you. My client is the conqueror. I'm just Brock's advocating Jew. You gonna beat Brock's ass cause you the doctor of the thugs? I mean, you've beaten all the best, but now Lesnar's on your plate. You say your time is now. Brock says your calendar's out of date.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
I have options on how I handle this. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tweet about it until my fingers bleed. In that tweet, and however many characters I get, I am going to threaten. That's right. If I don't get what I want, I'm going to riot. And if that doesn't work, then by God, me and my friend Mark, we're going to stop watching.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke.
I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Between Brock Lesnar and The Undertaker, The Undertaker left WrestleMania 30 in an ambulance, spent a week in the hospital, took a year to recover. And if you really want to know what goes on behind the curtains, if you want the inside dirt on World Wrestling Entertainment, here's one they can't deny. The Undertaker called Vince McMahon and begged him for a rematch at this year's WrestleMania. And The Undertaker begs for nothing. And Vince McMahon, rightfully so, by the way, turned down The Undertaker because even in his dark heart of hearts, Vince McMahon himself knows what will happen the next time Brock Lesnar fights The Undertaker. So what did The Undertaker do? At Battleground, The Undertaker forced WWE's hands by picking a fight with Brock Lesnar, by costing my client the right to be the undisputed WWE heavyweight champion of the world, leaving WWE no option but to sanction this fight, because the fight will happen in a parking lot, in a church, in hell itself. So now, Sunday night, August 23rd, the Barclays Center, Brooklyn, New York, SummerSlam 2015. For the first time ever, it's the match too big for WrestleMania. It's not a rematch of the ages. It's not a rematch of the week. It's not a rematch of the year. Is that the rematch of the decade? Is that the rematch of the century, of the millennium? It is the rematch then, now, and forever. Why? Because on Sunday night, August 23rd, my client Brock Lesnar will stamp the repeat in Eat, Sleep, Conquer, Repeat. Undertaker, I absolutely, positively, 100% guarantee, sir, you are going to Suplex City. It boils down to this. Last time, Undertaker, you needed an ambulance. Last time, you needed a hospital. Last time, you needed a year to recover. This time, you will need last rites over your career. Dominus omnis, in nomine patri, in filii, in spirito santo. Amen. You will rest in pieces because you, Undertaker, have met your match because you are going to Suplex City at the hands of my beast, your conqueror.
that, ladies and gentlemen, is a fantastic hype promo for the match Too Big for WrestleMania. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Raw Post Show live across the Wrestle Raw Talk Radio Network, presented as always by PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs. I'm Sir Rockin. Next to me, all the way in Atlanta, is Lindsay Ward.
Very, very strong words from one Paul Heyman tonight. And well, it's easy to be confident when The Undertaker is not breathing down your throat. I would be very curious to see if there's a rebuttal next week on the part of the Dead Man, or if he's going to remain silent.
I have a feeling we're going to hear from the Dead Man next week in some form or fashion.
I was kind of actually waiting for lightning to just like come down and call him and dead, honestly. Especially when he started doing the last rites. I'm like, dude. You may not want to go that far with it, but yeah, great, great promo. Wonderful way to hype this match as if it needs any more hype. But I love the line, too big for WrestleMania. So we're going to stick it on SummerSlam.
We're going to stick it on SummerSlam because, you know, Vince told Taker no.
And Taker begs for nothing.
That was fantastic. That was a fantastic line. Paul Heyman talked about it on the Raw pre-show. He's going to say something Vince McMahon doesn't want said. And we were trying to figure out what it could be. And your first response that Taker was 50?
Yeah. Yeah. They're going to give away Taker's actual age. No, but I mean, it's like you think about The Undertaker, okay?
Uh-huh.
And in the modern era, The Undertaker has not been that bad of a guy. But, you know, back in the day, you know, this is the guy that lit his family on fire and left them to burn alive. He has permanently psychologically scarred his brother, you know, and there for a while we thought it was physically scarred as well, but, well, Kane got some really good plastic surgery.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and he's done countless horrible acts to everybody in that company twice. Because he's been there 25 years, so, you know, he's managed to get around twice. So it's like when Paul Heyman's like, yeah, we're going to reveal something that Vince McMahon doesn't want known about The Undertaker. It's like, good God, what could it be? I'm actually a little terrified because you think of all the depraved things he's done, and it's like, what else could there be?
Is it that he actually is still married to Stephanie McMahon? No.
That was my hope. That was so my hope. That's the OTP, man. The OTP. Taker and Steph. The marriage to Hunter's just a sham. Uh-huh. And Taker and Steph are really running the company. That's my theory.
That's your theory. The man still isn't buying this as a closing match. What, when it's a brawl and it's a fight to end all fights, it will live up to the closing match of SummerSlam.
They're going to make sure that this lives up to it because behind the scenes, Taker has something to prove, I think, to himself. I don't think he's happy with the way that 30 turned out, and rightfully so. He got knocked stupid 5 minutes into the match, and it was really not a good showing for him at all. He was actually embarrassed a little bit, so I think for him personally, this is his chance to redeem himself. This is his chance to prove himself.
Right.
Against Brock. Mm-hmm. And the way that they're building this is that Taker has never beaten Brock. So now the pressure is on Taker to see if he can beat Brock a la Shawn Michaels at 25. WrestleMania 25. So once they get there, this will be a very, very, very solid main event. I don't want to say it's going to be epically good. It all depends on if they slap a stip on it. If this becomes no holds barred or a no DQ or hardcore or anything along those lines, it will be better than the straight up match because then they can mask a lot of Taker's physical faults at this stage.
Smoke and mirrors is the best way to put it.
Yeah, so it all depends on if they slap a stip on it or not. I wouldn't be surprised if one goes on and it goes on the week of, like they just have this brawl and Hunter's like, that's it, I've had enough. This is gonna be, you know, no holds barred or whatever.
It's now an unsanctioned fight.
Yeah, this is now a fight. This is not gonna be a wrestling match, this is gonna be a fight. And you two can go out there and you two can kill each other and I don't really care. And they go from there.
Right. To run down the matches from Monday Night Raw, we saw the Lucha Dragons and the Matadors take on the New Day and the Ascension, which So the New Day and Ascension pick up the win. This wasn't half bad for a rematch for SmackDown.
No, it really wasn't. It was actually pretty decent.
I'm a little over the primetime players on commentary.
Yeah, a little over them on commentary, but good guy Titus O'Neil, way to go. Taking the homeless people out to dinner.
Good move.
Class act.
The Bella Twins took on Charlotte and Becky Lynch.
This was good.
Good match between all four girls, and in the end, Charlotte made Nikki tap out to the figure eight.
Which means Charlotte's number one contender.
You would believe so. It was now Paige, Charlotte, and Becky Lynch are now known as the Submission Sorority. I said it right all night, and then we get on air, and I screw it up. Sorority.
He's been drinking.
Rob's been drinking for all of us tonight.
Mm.
We'll tell you about it Saturday on CB Radio. Continue.
No, I was just going to say this was a really, really, really good match. I liked the way that these four mix. I would love to see on SummerSlam Charlotte versus Nikki versus Sasha for the title.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome, just because I think Charlotte could be the person to take it off of Nikki, and that sort of one-up Sasha.
Yeah.
And motivate Sasha to drop the NXT title and come for the Divas Championship, because I think they made it a rule where you can't hold the NXT and the Divas Championship at the same time.
No, I don't think you're able to hold them at the same time.
I think after Paige did it, they were like, yeah, no, you can't do that.
But then again, things have changed in the year and a half since then.
Yeah, so it could be, but I would love to see either Sasha or Charlotte take it from Nikki.
I am with you on that one. Speaking of Sasha Banks, she was backstage with Team Bad. But Naomi challenged Paige to match. Just sort of also called out Ronda Rousey a little bit.
Y'all, did you not see what she did Saturday night? Actually, technically Sunday morning.
Very, very, very.
she like beat Beth Correa in 34 seconds and just like knocked her in the face, and then Stone Cold looked at her afterwards and was like, yeah, don't cry. Do not screw with this woman.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Just don't. She will mess you all up. And smile afterwards.
Rusev beat Mark Henry. King Barrett beat Zack Ryder.
Yay. Wade.
Paige.
He finally won one.
Paige beat Naomi. Solid match.
This wasn't as good as the tag match, but it was still good.
So good. It was confirmed that Stephen Amell will be on Raw next week.
Hi.
As Stardust cut a promo on Facebook. We had Miz TV with Kevin Owens and Cesaro, and these two men were heated in this one.
This is so good, because Miz basically just sat there with this grin on his face, and he was all of us.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, hit him. Do it.
Yeah. Miz, as I should mention, he called his show the second most talked about show in WWE history, number one being Piper's Pit. They had a nice tribute video. They did the 10 bell salute.
We all cried.
Very, very classy to open up Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, very, very nice tribute to Piper. They actually played the video twice, once at the beginning and then once towards the end, so
yeah.
Everybody could see it. You know, very, very nice job on the part of WWE. And what's interesting is somebody actually caught a picture of Vincent Hunter standing on the stage as the tribute was airing at the beginning of the show, watching it.
Yeah.
The TitanTron, as opposed to watching it from the back.
That was pretty cool. Back to the Miz TV. Kevin Owens brought up, I have all your Miz movies, Miz, on Blu-ray.
Number one way to get heat.
Uh-huh. Owens says Cesaro is jealous and said he's done more in a few months than Cesaro has done in the years he's been in WWE. And then they got face to face, and you know, Cesaro was ready to challenge him, and then Owens like, yeah, I'll fight for money, and you know, but just not tonight. Then he goes, Cesaro was basically what he usually does is walk Owens walk, and then they got into it. They fought a little bit.
Cesaro does not know how to take off a buttoned shirt. You unbutton it. You don't take it off over your head. Or you know, you could rip it open.
You could rip it open.
Suggestions.
And send Owens bailed on that one. Now let's talk about the opening of the show before we get to what happened in the main event. Seth Rollins was out, and he was bragging about breaking the nose of John Cena, which the crowd responded with, thank you, Rollins.
Yeah. because Cena is now off all shows till SummerSlam.
Uh-huh. And Seth Rollins has a brand new t-shirt, which is the most clever t-shirt in the world. You can't see me.
Yeah.
That was actually very, very clever.
And the front says never shuts up.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Rollins says Cena's home looking at like a cross between a raccoon and a Picasso painting. That's pretty good. And then he challenged John Cena to title versus title at SummerSlam. Then, because John Cena's done this, it's time Seth Rollins will do it. An open challenge for the WWE Championship. We go to break. Then JoJo's in the ring is this legitimate? And he's like, you doubt me? And then Rollins said he got verification from the authority and said it could be anyone, but with two caveats. His opponent must be under 6 feet and under 200 pounds.
So basically El Torito.
And you hear El Torito's music, stops.
Or?
Then Neville's music playing.
I'm so on board with this match.
Neville and Rollins. Awesome.
Holy crap, this was good.
The near falls at the end. Ooh.
There were two near falls at the end. The first one, they were claiming the ref stopped, which he did.
He did.
Because he almost counted three. So you had that near fall, and then you had the second near fall where Rollins got his foot up on the ropes before the three.
Right.
And yeah, this lot of great back and forth. These two have wonderful chemistry together.
The red arrow into the 1-2, oh look, his foot was on the rope.
That was a great moment, because for a second you're like,
wait,
holy shit, is he gonna win?
And then he did the really, really exaggerated pin where he pulled the legs all the way up and that got his leg to the rope.
Yep.
It was great. The fans chant one more time, he goes to the top, misses red arrow, pedigree. Uno, dos, tres. Seth Rollins retains.
Great. Great match between these two. I need a feud. I need a feud between Neville and Rollins. Damn it, somebody make this happen.
Neville has it. I don't know how I don't know how far it will take him, but he has it.
He can fly.
He can fly. That is very true. And then there's the main event of the show, and it gets set up with two distinct promos. Here's the... Good, turn up the sound. Here's the first one.
Flower has always been such a symbol of beauty. But remove all of its petals, and what once was precious is now just another troublesome weed. And just like that, it's gone. Roman, you have become their symbol of beauty, of strength, of hope. They chose you. They decorate you. But if you were to just take all of that away, then you would realize that you're no different than anybody else.
Ambrose, we warned you, boy. We did. But just like all the rest, you chose wrong.
And Orton, I'm going to make this quick and painful. And I drive my bro kick straight to your face. Out of nowhere.
I've always admired your penchant for brutality, Sheamus. And you know what they say? The enemy of my enemy is my friend. And tonight, Sheamus, I guess you could consider us your friends. Run.
They traded a ginger for a ginger.
Yeah, they did ginger swapping.
And Sheamus found the hidey hole following the smoke.
He followed the smoke. I thought it was a good promo.
Oh, it was a great promo. I actually kind of liked Sheamus trying to do a Bray.
He was trying to do Bray Wyatt.
And he didn't quite succeed, but great, great promo on the part of Bray.
It was. It set the table for the main event and what's to come at SummerSlam. As everyone has a partner to round out about. Bray has Roman, Luke has Dean, and Sheamus has Orton. And then, there was the other side, because the main event of Raw is Bray, Luke, and Sheamus versus Roman, Dean, and, well, Randy Orton. Here's the other half of the promos.
Bray Wyatt and Luke Harper, we're here to deliver a message in the immortal words of Rowdy Roddy Piper. We're here to kick ass and chew bubble gum. And we're all out of bubble gum.
I gotta be completely honest. But you're really impressive with your words, but here's the thing. You may love to talk, but I live to fight. And I'm telling you right now, me and Crazy here, we're gonna be breaking heads all night long. And it starts with you, Bray. Whatever you boys want to do tonight, that's fine. Just leave Sheamus to me.
Finally, he's got a good attitude.
Let's go. It's time to get rowdy.
Very, very classy stuff by them.
Dean made this promo. Dean makes everything, but Dean, like, legit made this promo.
Crazy?
Yeah, his face and Roman's like, me and Crazy are here. He's like, what? Crazy? Me? What?
Dean, you're crazy.
He's not crazy. He's eccentric.
He's crazy.
He is not crazy. He's not crazy, y'all.
Uh-huh.
He's as crazy as I am.
Which would then make me crazy, too.
Yeah. We're all crazy here. The best people are.
The best people are crazy. Awesome main event.
Oh, this was great. This was absolutely great. There was just mayhem from the get-go.
Yeah, there was mayhem on this Monday night. Yeah, you just, Harper and Dean have great chemistry. Harper and Roman have great chemistry. Sheamus and Orton have chemistry. Bray and Dean, Bray and Roman, all have great chemistry.
I swear to God, nobody has more fun kicking the shit out of each other than Bray and Dean. Nobody.
And it was very refreshing to see Dean and Bray and Luke in the main event. It wasn't it wasn't Seth Rollins. It was refreshing. It was something different. It wasn't John Cena. It wasn't Seth Rollins. He had six guys. Like, Roman's in main event, but he hasn't been in main event in a while. This was refreshing. It was different.
Yeah, this was a nice closing match. There was a lot of action, a lot of back and forth, a lot of, you know, people coming in and out, as you would expect. There were some subtle things going on, like, you know, Bray talking to Sheamus like he was Eric. Not okay with that. There's only one Wyatt, one Ginger Wyatt Bray. You can't just trade them out. No.
No. The best thing I saw tonight was on Tumblr. It was the two depressed faces of Eric Rowan and Seth Rollins, just depressed because they're not in this match.
Well, you know, as depressed a face as Eric Rowan can have
in a
sheet mask.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, this was a really, really, really fantastic main event. They did very well with it. You saw the team of Orton, Ambrose, and Reigns pick up the victory with Sheamus taking the fall. Very, very nice stuff as we move towards SummerSlam. Roman's getting his confidence back, which means, well, Bray is probably set to deliver a blow of psychological nature.
Here's to hoping.
Yeah, I seriously hope so.
When Brock's on the show, there's a lot more excitement. This crowd was really good tonight. I thought this was overall pretty good Raw.
It kept moving. It didn't really drag. I think the lowest point was Mark Henry and Rusev.
And that was like 2 minutes.
The show just kept moving, which is a nice feeling, you know, as opposed to those, some of those Raws you sit there and you're like, oh God, it's only 10 and there's like another hour to go.
They're mixing it up. They're getting rid of some... They're removing a lot of the filler. And I think that has something to do with the Divas.
Yeah, they're extending out the Divas matches. There were two Divas matches on the card tonight. Two!
Again, it's becoming a common theme.
It's awesome!
We should remind people, next week... We talked about it last week, but it's now next week. Next Monday is hashtag Sandow Appreciation Day.
By the way, big happy birthday to Damian Sandow.
Yeah.
Because today is his birthday.
And that was the whole point of Sandow Appreciation, or one part of Sandow Appreciation Day. But we'll have more information on WildTalkRadio.com about Sandow Appreciation Day. There's a post there now. More to come this week. Thursday night, though, it's Thrac.
That's right. Tune in. We are going to be talking all the news, all the notes, everything that went on this past week. We will be discussing Roddy Piper. and his unfortunate passing, so we're going to be sharing our favorite memories about him, and so much more. So it's The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, at Rack Radio Show, and RackRadioShow.com, Saturday night, midnight dish. It is CB Radio. Go back and listen to last week's episode that featured Lindsay Ward and Neil Mega and Tim Stein and our intern Kane Kinnens, along with the Godfather Extreme Rock Parks, as we watched Ronda Rousey fight.
All 34 seconds of it, we stayed up till 1:30 in the morning to watch Ronda Rousey fight for 34 seconds.
And it was amazing.
It was so worth it.
CB Radio WTR, Facebook.com/CigaretteButtsAndMen. Now as the countdown is on to 400, CBRadioLive.com, #BlameRob. Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, it's Tim Stein, Mason Omega for WTR Sunday Night, Russell Talk Radio at WTR Sunday Night, Twitter, Facebook.com/RussellTalkRadio. We'll be back next Monday night, Raw Post 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Use the hashtag next week, #SandalAppreciationDay, all day long. Get it trending, people. At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Tune in, Stitcher, iTunes, Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at Linsward, LANSWARD. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. Check that out. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Linsward, same as the Twitters.
PW Mania, Wrestling Figure Wednesday, youtube.com/MBG. 1211. She's Lindsay. I'm Rock. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, Rack. Right back here, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, for the Raw Post Show. We'll see you next week. Bye, everybody.
Wildtalkradio.com.